This is Apollo Control at 12 hours, 20 minutes. We're in the process now of handing over shifts. Flight Director Jerry Griffin and his team of flight controllers coming on now to replace Flight Director Milton Windler. During the shift that is just ending, the Windler team came on just after the Apollo 14 crew had successfully completed docking on the sixth attempt. That occurred at a ground elapsed time of 4 hours, 56 minutes, 46 seconds. Following that, the Saturn S-4B was successfully configured for the auxiliary propulsion system evasive maneuver and the subsequent LOX dump and mid-course correction to put the Saturn third stage on a trajectory which will impact the moon in the vicinity of the Apollo 12 seismometer. The flight dynamics officer had a bit of difficulty in computing the exact impact coordinates due to a small undetermined small venting from some undetermined origin on the S-4B. The venting apparently having no significant effect on the trajectory, but affecting the data on which the trajectory is computed. And at this point, our trajectory analysis is not too precise. We expect that it, with additional tracking, that the impact coordinates will be more precisely established. But at the present time, the tracking data shows that the S-4B will impact at 8 degrees 34 minutes south, 23 degrees 17 minutes west, at a ground elapsed time of 82 hours 37 minutes. And following the mid-course correction on the S-4B, the crew was advised that would be desirable to remove the probe and drogue assembly with the television activated and to troubleshoot the assembly to see if any obvious problem could be found. After going through a series of 12 step-by-step items, the only conclusion that the crew was able to reach was that there was no obvious defect with the probe or drogue assembly. The drogue was reinstalled in the tunnel area. The probe has been left out, and additional troubleshooting will be done tomorrow after the crew completes its sleep period, giving the engineering support people in mission control and at Downey, California some additional time to determine what area to proceed in troubleshooting next. The booster systems engineer is just reporting status on the S-4B, the Saturn third stage. He reports that all tank pressures appear to be down to zero, and the booster is in a stable configuration. No further activities planned with the Saturn third stage. At 12 hours 24 minutes into the mission, Apollo 14 is 59,996 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 7,395 feet per second.